I am Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like to prioritize our self-care. Also, I feel like I screamed, "Hi, I'm Kim!" Like, I felt like it was very Mickey Mouse.
It's so. Okay. We have to lower your levels sometimes. Yeah,
sometimes you have to lower your levels. So what did you do this? I was like beating you to it. So what did you do this week for self-care?
This week, I went to... So I took a class at yoga... And then I taught a class because I was subbing for someone.
Yeah, how was that?
But it was nice because I got to take one of my friend's classes, Ruthie. She's amazing. And it was, like, really fun. And then I got to teach a class. So it was, like, and then she took that class. It's, like, it's fun when you're, like, back-to-back with someone and then you, like, take each other's classes.
Well, because then you kind of get their style, too, and you get to do something a little different from your own. So.
Yeah, totally. So it was just, like, a nice little...
That's fun.
Thursday afternoon. What did you do?
Well, this weekend, Friday night, we had Marcus and Christine come and hang out with us and spend the night. And then we went to Lucille's in the morning. And
what'd you get?
I got that Eggs Eisenhower. And I, like, it's just, like, typical breakfast thing, but they have the like best Benedict food. Or? Just, like... eggs, bacon, and like not anything like too crazy, but it's so good. And their biscuits
it's are like amazing.
A cloud.
Yeah,
because I remember we were like, I was like walking with Christine, I'm like, do you see those biscuits? They're so good. And she's like, they're so good. And we were just like, I'm sure the like lady seating us was like, the fuck is wrong with these people? But it was so good.
Did you have mimosas?
I had a bloody.
Oh, nice. I love a bloody.
It was kind of funny because I feel like mimosas, I love mimosas, but they always make me so sleepy. So
it's true.
Yeah. But I had a bloody and then Christine had a mimosa and she's like, and we all had bloodies except for her. And she was just like, I'm so sleepy.
Right.
And we were
and
like,
then you load up on carbs and you're like, anyway, oh yeah, should I take a nap?
Oh, we took a nap. Well, they like left and like,
yeah.
I wanted to bring some stuff to the restore. We did later in the day, which was so great and like saved us room, but we definitely nabbed and we went to Dry Dock too and nice. They like were giving away free things.
For,
like,
oh, really?
They had their new beer. So I got a new hat.
Oh, cool.
He was like, here you go. It says Dock Tales.
Oh, fun.
And I wanted to like change
those
it to
Dock Tales are so good.
They are so
remember
good.
Remember we had them
yeah,
at
Yeah, we
that
had them
thing?
At the beer festival.
That beer fest. They were so good.
Yeah, I got a purple hat that says... Dock Tales and Christine got a shirt because like Keith and Marcus were giving us their stuff, so it was really fun. It was a good time.
Nice, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's fun. And then they just stayed for like a night and then went back to the Springs, but it was really fun seeing them because we hadn't seen them since. Well, we saw Marcus at like the Halloween thing,
yeah,
but we didn't see Christine since the camping trip, so right. It was really nice seeing them.
Oh,
so.
Good.
That I know if you were fun. In town, I would have been like, hey. Come have some Dock Tales with us.
Right. Nice. Well, that's awesome.
So what are you going to tell me about this week?
So this week, I am going to tell you about this horrible story.
You've been telling me. I'm excited. Not excited in like a, I like fucked up shit, but I like fucked up shit, so.
Yeah. So this is the skin case is what I'm going to call it.
Ew, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm making a really pretty face right now.
You're probably going to hate this, but I have to tell you about it because I saw it and I was like, this is fucked up.
Okay.
So, Georgia, lay down.
Georgia's like Heath, want to make out with me?
She, like, was laying down, fully napping, and now she's, like, very excited for some reason. Oh, okay. Georgia, okay. There we go, girl.
Just don't mess up the microphone like
yes,
that one
thank
time.
Thank you. Okay, anyways. Right. Okay, so let's go to... Oh, wait, let me tell you my sources. I have a true crime stories story that I found on thoughtcatalog.com.
And just to mention, we do put these in like our Instagram and our show notes.
Yeah. Also a talkmurder.com article.
Talk Murder. Mm-hmm. I've heard that's a really good, great website.
It had a lot of info.
Oh, that's awesome.
A mysteriesunsolved.com. And then also the firstnews.com article about.
Oh, wow. So a lot of information. That's exciting. Yeah.
Okay. So let's travel to Poland.
We are there.
November 1998.
I was 8. Same. I was 9. JK.
You just turned 9. I was still 8. 23-year-old Polish student Katarzyna Zawada went missing on her way to meet her mom at a doctor's appointment.
That's a really cool name.
Yeah, super cool. Polish names are kind of hard to pronounce.
Yeah, yeah. You're doing your best, right?
I'm trying my
best. You did do the, like, pronunciation.
I did.
And then you, like, listened to it a few times. And we talked about Selena and Haley trauma.
Yes, because team Selena. Okay, so Katarzyna's mom wanted to report her missing that evening, but was told to wait.
And she's 23?
23.
Okay. Okay.
And then I guess she just, like, never ended up filing the report.
Oh.
January 6th, 1999.
Oh, shit. So a little bit later.
A few months later.
Yeah.
In the Vistula River, a tugboat captain notices that something is stuck in the propeller of his boat.
No!
It's not unusual for things to get caught in the propeller. Sure. You know, it's like a river, like tree branches and
fish,
trash and shit. So as per usual, the team opens up the latch to the propeller and they are hit with a foul smell.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's going to get bad.
Do you want me to guess? I'm just kidding. I don't want to guess.
I mean, you could. Do you want to guess?
Is it her? No?
In a way, yes.
Oh, God.
So they see that something similar looking to a rubber band was wrapped around the blades of the propeller. And when they started to untangle and pull on the object,
it's her skin.
They were horrified to find a human ear.
Oh, was it her fucking ear? Oh my God. Okay. No, you made a face. I don't like it.
I know. Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm yelling.
No, you're fine. Because this is exactly how I reacted as I was reading these articles.
Oh my God. No.
With DNA testing, experts confirmed that what was found was the flayed skin of Katarzyna. Just her skin. No bones.
Okay. What part of the skin?
All of it.
Oh my God.
The whole body.
I did say, like, into the microphone, I was like, was it her skin? Oh.
All of it. So.
So that's got to be thick as fuck.
Yeah. On January 14th, her right leg and some clothing bits were recovered from the river.
Oh my God!
The rest of her remains were never found. Stop it. Experts were stunned to realize that poor Katarzyna was tortured before her death. She was
probably
brutally beaten, drained of blood.
Let me guess, they flayed her alive.
Armpits and groin. And as it was, like, draining, whatever fucking sicko did this to her, skinned her in a way that was similar to horror movie Texas Chainsaw Massacre, so that the skin could be worn as a suit.
Didn't I say something like that before? You just said, like, leather, and I'm like, oh, like, Leatherface? You're mm-hmm. like, well, there's a nod to it.
Yep. So this is, like, a real-life horror movie, which is...
Oh, my God.
This is nightmare fuel. So sorry. I've been thinking about this all week, and it's terrible. After years of no leads at all, in 2014, the FBI created a psychological profile to describe the sicko who would do something like this.
I can't even imagine. That's got your work cut out for you, because this isn't common.
No. Like, this is just so...
Beyond.
It's, yeah, like, I can't even, like, fathom this, you know? Like, what kind of real person would do something like this to another human?
Like, this is shit you hear about in horror movies.
Exactly.
Because it's so outrageous, it wouldn't happen in real life, you know?
Like, you think it would never happen.
And it was in the 90s, too.
Right. So according to the profile, the perp was a sadist, enjoying the harassment of women.
Fucking clearly.
They may likely be a prior convict. And also, judging by the brutal beating that Katarzyna received, the killer most likely studied martial arts. Okay. Initially, suspicions were turned to a man who had killed his father and made a mask from his face. However, what? Yeah, which is a whole other story. I'm like, what is happening in Poland?
What is Poland, are, like, you okay? Are you good? Are you okay?
Like, seems weird that this is a, that there are not just one person that would skin someone, but two.
Like, okay, here's the question. The guy who did that to his dad, did they say, like, the time frame when it happened?
It was, like, the same time frame.
Oh, God.
Okay. So that's why they were, like...
So that makes sense. It wasn't, like, he did this to his dad, like, 10 years previous.
No, they were, like, this kind of makes sense, right? It's the same MO. However, there was literally no evidence to support the suspicions that he had anything to do with Katarzyna.
And he wasn't in jail?
Later, he did get put in jail for murdering his father.
Okay, so I'm like, wait a minute.
Making a mask of his face.
Yeah.
So they were left with nothing as, you know, water washed away evidence. There was just not a lot of forensic stuff that they could really use after kind of confirming that it was Katarzyna. And then, like, there's no fingerprints. You know, she's been in the water.
Oh, my God.
So the case is cold for years.
Oh, how awful. Like, what an awful way to die. And then, like, then there's no
resolve.
Nothing to go off of. No justice.
Yeah. So kind of recently, October of 2017.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
20 years.
Mm-hmm. Robert Janczowski.
What was it?
Polish names. It's J-A-N-C-Z. E-W-S-K-I.
Oh, no.
Janczowski.
You did a great job.
He's Rob. He's arrested and charged with the heinous murder of Katarzyna. Police had kind of had Robert on their radar when they initially were investigating, but they had literally, like, no concrete evidence to ever tie him to her murder. So he was kind of like,
and this was the guy who took his dad's face off? Or is this
no, this is a totally different dude.
Okay.
That dude, face guy, jail.
Okay.
This guy was, like, kind of, like, people, the police were like, they questioned him, they had talked to him before, but nothing ever really
came of it. Okay.
Until 2017.
Sure.
So, basically, what led to him being arrested was that they were tipped off by one of his good friends. His friend sent police a letter stating their suspicions of him murdering Katarzyna, and they've never released the details of what that letter said, but it was enough to that.
It makes you wonder what was said then.
Well, I know, because they were like, you're arrested. Like, it was enough for them to arrest him.
So there was some serious details. Yeah, yeah.
So after he's arrested, it was, like, pretty clear that he fit the psychological profile. He started killing and torturing animals at a very young age.
Oh, I don't want to know.
I know. And there was, like, I didn't want to put in all of the details of what was confirmed happened to Katarzyna, just because it was, like, really messed up. And
yeah, I'm okay with just not, like...
Even the skin part is, like, really, really...
A lot, yeah. Like, I'm heavy. Okay, like, it's okay just knowing, like, she was tortured. But yeah, we can, like, leave it at that.
We don't need to go into detail about it. Yeah. But basically, this dude had a history of harassing women.
Oh.
He was trained in martial arts.
Oh, wow. So the profiler did an excellent job.
Seriously. Like, it's like spot on.
Like, good for the profiler. Like, I hope they got a raise that day. I find that
so fascinating. Yeah. Like, it's so cool.
You've seen Mindhunter, right?
Oh, my God. They're petitioning for another season. And I'm like, where
they
do I sign
about,
it?
They were like, well, sorry, really quickly. No, I love Mindhunter. If you listen to our show, you should be watching Mindhunter. So this is very important.
Uh-huh.
They were done with Mindhunter because, like, the guy who was making it was, like, doing more important things. And everyone's like,
I'm sorry.
What's more important than Mindhunter? So I know that they're, like, reevaluating
it. Excellent show.
excellent show, and they were setting up for talking about the BTK killer. Yes. Which,
how can they leave us like
Keith that? Keith doesn't watch true crime. He doesn't give a shit about true crime. But guess what? We watched The Mindhunter in 24 hours. He did not sleep.
It's such a fading really in and out of sleep. Well-made show.
It's so good. And
it's so fascinating because it is based on the true events of like how the FBI
it's started not just profiling dramatized. People, yeah.
Which is so fascinating. Like, I always am so curious about, like, the psychology behind...
Because most of the time they're correct about it. What makes someone
do that?
Yeah. Especially that kind of shit.
To be that spot on is in incredible. A profile is, like, oh my God.
You deserve a raise.
That's what I want to be when I grow up. A profiler. Well, anyways.
Start working on it.
Back to his profile, anyways. Okay. Oh. Ugh. Okay. So... He loves martial arts. He's trained in it, whatever. To top it off, a little cherry on top, Robert worked in a dissecting lab at the Krakow Institute of Zoology.
Okay, I was going to ask you if the career had anything to do with this. So mm-hmm. that was oh, it, something. But yeah, I was like, so I'll let you talk.
He had access to human corpses. And he had also learned the process of how to prepare animal skins. While he worked there.
So he used on humans. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I also was wondering if it was, like, a butcher. Because that was kind of, like, right. another thing. I was like, you know, someone that does something like that, maybe a butcher. So that's where
because you kind of have to know how to do that. Like, you don't
just... To do it correctly, yeah.
You and have to make have it a whole, like, one big piece.
You have to know what you're doing.
Yeah. Like, oh, God. Also, I saw the picture that I was not expecting to see in the article. Oh, we will God. Not be posting that on our Instagram. Perfect.
Let's not.
But I am scarred for life. Like,
oh, I bet.
Absolutely fucking not.
Like, but it looked like
you're was like, reading the article and I was like, what?
Well, because I'm sure you're like, oh, what's that? Oh.
Why did they oh, put that picture in there?
Skin. Yeah, that's yeah. not something people need to no. be looking at.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my God.
Terrifying.
No, thank you.
Yeah. So yeah, he learned to prepare animal skins. And he was actually fired from the Krakow Institute of Zoology because one day he just decided to kill all of the rabbits in the lab.
Aww.
I know. Who? Like, why? What? Who does that? Like, and they were like, sir, why did you kill all the rabbits? He had no explanation.
Because he's insane.
He had no explanation for his behavior. He was just so like, sad. Shrug it off. And they're like, anyways, you're fired. Get the fuck yeah, out. Yeah,
like, this isn't fucking okay.
Yeah, super not normal, dude. Which is also like, I don't know. I feel like that feels like something you should maybe, like, tell someone.
I think right? you should have been investigated. Well, I...
Like, not only fired, but, like, he literally just killed them with, like, no purpose.
Well, you got to think about it this way. You and me are, like, super, like, empathetic and, like, we care about animals and stuff like that. But some people don't see it as a creepy thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, some people are like, oh, it's just animals. Like, you and me were like, that's horrible. That's, like, a pet or something. Yeah. And some people don't think like that.
And I guess it's, like, you know, where he worked, they are, like, skinning things and, like, doing science stuff. But, like, to just kill them
But they do it for a purpose. He just killed to kill.
He just killed them just because he felt like it. Like, he literally could not tell them why. He was just like, meh, I don't know.
Yeah, you would need to, like, look Dude. Into that. Because obviously yeah. that person's not right.
You're, like, not okay.
No.
Seek help.
Please. Now. Do it now. Yeah.
So, basically, he was fully arrested, charged, and to this day... Robert Janszewski, however you say that, he is still
Sounds
in
like
prison.
You're doing a funny voice for it.
Janszewski?
So, did he kill other people, or is that still, like, not confirmed?
Not confirmed. I'm not sure if
he went all in on, like, if he killed one person, he went all right. in on that.
Yeah. And they definitely, like, suspected that he wore the suit. I mean, the human skin suit.
Sounds
and
very... Then, Buffalo Bill.
Exactly. And then to get rid of the evidence, threw it in the river. Which is like, okay, but like, not to sound like terrible, but like, it's gonna float.
Like, you know? Yeah. Yeah. It's light enough that it's definitely gonna float.
And even if it was a full body, it would still float because it like bloats up.
And it makes you wonder, because, like, you've heard stories of people who were, like, tossed in the ocean. They, like, disintegrated. So maybe he thought it could potentially disintegrate, but again. I don't
know, but it's like a river.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh. So whatever his thought process was, like, clearly was like, what the fuck? So he
got rid
of all the evidence, threw it in the river. A few days later, it's found, whatever. And then they tie it back to him. So he was sentenced to life in 2022. He was sentenced.
So he killed somebody and, like, didn't get justice for 24 years? Mm-hmm. How awful for her family.
Yeah.
How awful for her family. Just, right. like, wondering, like, wow, she died in the most gruesome of circumstances.
And it was, like, a total random, like, he didn't know her.
Yeah, I like, was gonna ask.
It was just a crime of, like, purely...
He found her, was like, she'll do.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. And it was terrible, God. Too, because, So when she was on her way to a doctor's appointment, like, she had kind of been dealing with, like, depression and stuff. So it was, like, kind of like a therapy appointment.
Yeah.
Or, like, a psychologist appointment.
Something like that,
so,
yeah.
You know, her parents are then left to wonder, like, did she maybe do something to harm herself?
I mean,
you know?
That's like, you a valid know. To wonder.
Yeah. And then it just ended up being this, like, random crime of this fucking crazy dude. Who kidnapped her, tortured her, held her for days, and then, like, I just can't imagine.
No.
The terror.
Oh, my God. Her poor family.
Yeah.
Poor her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And I've so never this was, heard like, this.
Widely publicized in Poland at the time.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've never
but it, heard like, this. You know, you would think that something this kind of crazy
would come to the U.S.
You know, it would be kind of, like, worldwide news, yeah. right? Like, that's... terrifying. That's like a horror
not movie. Even I've never heard anything even kind of like this.
No, I've never heard anything like this either.
We'll have to post a picture of what he looks like, because I'm sure, like, other people, I'm wondering what he looks like. Is yeah. he creepy looking? I'm sure.
It's just,
he does this dance. He has a dog named Precious. He tells people to put lotion on all the time.
Seriously, like,
tucks his dick in and he does this dance to the Herd of Horses or whatever.
I fucking love that song, though.
I do too.
I love that song so much because it's, like, a really good song, and then I want to, like, play it as, like, an intro to yoga, and I'm like, people will get triggered.
I was trying to make my brother laugh, and, like, when we were in Grand Junction, I was like, I'm just gonna play some good music, and then I, like, played The Killers, and then I, like, slipped that song in, and, like, nobody even blinked an eye, and I was like, God, okay. You guys are lame.
It's like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then it's like, this is a good song.
My brother's like, all right, and I'm like, you know this is Buffalo Bill. He's like, I know, and I'm like, okay,
but there's, like, a good remix of that song that I'll share with you, because it's not quite the same, but it's like,
yeah.
So it's not, it's as, like,
unfortunately, you associate that
you associate
song
with, it with him being like,
would you fuck me?
Would you fuck me?
I'd fuck me hard.
Like, what the fuck, Buffalo Bill?
Sir.
That movie is so...
I hope you watch it. Like, the actor watches that scene is, like,
he, like, pats himself on the back. He's like, good job
being
the
like,
God,
I was
ever.
So scary.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Oh,
that's yeah, such an awful story.
That's the horrendous, terrifying, nightmare fuel...
And
you're
I
welcome.
Hate that she didn't get, like, justice for so long.
For so long. I'm so glad, because when I originally read in one of the, like, true crime stories, I think it was, like, the first one on Thought Catalog, it was still, that article was published before it had been solved. So I was like, oh my God, this was, like, written in, like, 20-something, or maybe it was like, early 2000s kind
yeah.
of thing. And I was like, oh no, they never found this person. And then I started doing more research, and then I was so, like,
relieved
to know that, like,
got...
this dude was caught and put away and, like, has no opportunity to ever get out, because that is the most, like, terrifying thing I've ever heard.
Oh, 100%.
You know, like, I mean, we tell a lot of, like, really, really scary, terrible, you know, stories of humanity. And it can sometimes be a lot to just, like...
heavy.
It can be really heavy. And, like, this one is one that I think I will always, like... That, it kind of, like, stuck with me. I was like, oh, God.
Elise Pollard's my one that stuck with me.
Yeah. You know, like, there's just ones yeah. where you're like, God, people suck.
It's so awful. It's just like, wait, people like that don't exist. And it's like, yes, they
like,
do.
Literal monsters. So, anyways, I'm glad he was found.
Yeah,
I'm glad her family
too.
At least has some relief
some
knowing
peace.
That, like, he is behind bars and he could never do this to anyone else. But
Well, we'll post some shocking safe for work photos of this whole thing.
Yeah, we're not going to post the body.
No.
That was...
Because we don't need to see that.
That was... I really wasn't expecting that, and yeah. I didn't ever want to see that.
If you
want to
see it, go research it on your own. It. You do you.
But we will post a picture of Katarzyna. She's a lovely young woman. And we'll post a picture of this asshole.
On our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod. Yeah. Also, if you're not following us, please follow us. Follow us. Because we post really funny stories.
We do, yeah.
Our stories are on point.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah. And you don't know who's posting. It could be Danae. It could be me. We're not going to tell you.
Yeah. I don't usually put comments. I just post them. Like, here you go.
You can usually, because usually I'm the one that's like, hashtag this. And like,
yeah.
I don't know. Anyways. Kim's
good at hashtags.
I try. I try like my hardest.
Our marketing manager.
I usually am posting that, I'll be honest, Wednesday mornings when I'm like getting ready to go in the shower and I'm like half asleep.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. But yeah.
Yeah.
Please follow us on Instagram and please email us, mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. We have a TikTok and we're gonna start posting videos. Unfortunately, we don't have any cool dances to do, and I feel like that's the thing you do on TikTok.
We're never gonna do that.
No.
Probably. I mean, mostly never. Yeah.
No. Unless like we invent a dance, which I do. You see it happening? I don't.
No, we're not doing that.
No.
It's a no.
I've done choreography. It's fine.
I mean, I kind of do some choreography.
Yeah, you do.
And sculpt.
You know what?
It's not really dancey, but it's to the beat.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Right.
We'll do yoga moves to music. We won't film it, but all right. Take care of yourselves, everybody.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.